Disclaimer, the following podcast episode has mentions of sexual assault. Hello, you're listening to the Level Up podcast with Kavya and Tat, your weekly dose of gaming, streaming and internet culture. My name's Kavya, I'm a full-time Twitch streamer. You can find me on twitch.tv/Kavya.
And I'm Tat, and I'm a streamer, and you can find me on twitch.tv/Tat_2.
On today's episode, we are covering the Little Tay drama, the brand new COD Modern Warfare 3 updates, Counter-Strike 2 updates, and the Amish freakout.
You made that sound so funny. The Amish freakout.
I don't know what to title it. It is.
It is a little bit.
We'll get into that a little bit later, but how's your week been, Tat?
It's been really good. Hate to tell you, but I'm back on my Facebook Marketplace grind.
Oh my God, bro. You know what I figured out about you?
What?
You are you're a little hermit that loves Facebook Marketplace and Call of Duty. That's what me and the community have all... We think of Tat and it's Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, really?
Call of Duty.
Oh, is that what you like? You think of me when you just hear my name?
Never touches grass.
Hey, I touch a lot of grass because I'm out picking up shit all the time from people's houses on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, true. All right, true. You got me there.
It's pretty good. I love it. It's honestly, no, okay. This is my final time that I'll ever bring it up. No, I'm kidding. I probably will bring it up 50 more times, but. I bought a bed and I got it for like $300. Do you know Koala? That brand
bear.
Koala in Australia. Oh. They're like a really cool brand.
No, but yeah.
They make like really cool like furniture and stuff. So I bought like a Koala bed and it was like $300. And other people sell them for like $600 or $700. And I'm like, I'm taking that. Give it to me.
What a deal.
So it's actually a deal. I'm stoked. But I also bought a PlayStation 4. Five to play the beta.
Wait, you bought the PlayStation?
I bought it. I'm so excited.
Just for COD, basically.
Well, I want to play the new Spider-Man game as well. Spider-Man yep. 2 when that comes out.
You love Spider-Man?
That looks fire. Dude, I love Spider-Man. Like Spider-Man, the last one I played on PlayStation, I can't remember the number. It's so good.
Well,
so good.
Bro, I'm not even going to lie. I was seriously considering because you know, like if you guys don't know us, we are COD gremlins. We love COD, live and breathe it. Yeah. And there's early access through PlayStation 5 and anything else?
Yeah, the beta access. I think that starts literally tomorrow. So it's like PlayStation exclusive beta access.
I was going to eat, basically just eat noodles and white bread for a week. Because I would have gone broke to get that PlayStation 5. It's still
honestly,
in my head.
You should do it.
Like, just tell me to do
you
it.
You want to do it? Do it.
No, don't be silly.
No,
don't be irresponsible.
Do you know what though? Like I was so like, it's so dumb, but also like the Spider-Man games don't come out on like PC. They only come out on PlayStation. Mm. So it's like perfect too. Like good graphics. If you want to like sit back and relax on your couch as well, not like hardcore game and just like chill. Mm. Like that's what I like recently discovered again. Like I told you this like a few episodes ago. I'm like, I haven't like sat on the couch and played solo and not streamed and like I sat down played Spider-Man through and through and I was like this is the first time I've like played a game in like a few years that I've like just chilled and it was really it was great. I loved it. I enjoyed it so much. So I reckon get a PlayStation 5 and you can just have like cozy games, you know, cozy vibes.
I don't know how my partner would feel about that.
Oh, really?
He'd come home and see a big PlayStation 5. He loves his PlayStation 4. It just sounds like a jet plane, by the way.
They literally sound like a jet plane.
I have an idea. What? It's almost Christmas. Merry Christmas to me.
Merry Christmas to you. I think you should do it.
Lucky. I'm going to get the Oreo console. I'm going to do it. No, what? No. Okay,
what
let me think about
Oreo?
It.
What do you mean Oreo? What?
It looks like an Oreo. Don't you think?
Oh,
ice cream
it
sandwich.
It does. I didn't even realize. Like I hate how sandwich. Bulky it is. Mm.
But no, bro, it looks bougie, low-key.
Yeah, it does look
looks like a bougie robot.
Bougie robot?
Yeah.
I love that. I love that. I just want like a slim PlayStation 5 though, but it's just so much hardware in it, so I understand, but you know.
We'll see.
But what have you been up to this week, girl?
Oh my God. So everybody, I hate, and I mean capital hate horror games, horror movies.
I
profusely sweat. I'm not even gonna lie. I sweat when I, because it's so much stress. My heart rate is already a bloody 1,000. And in horror games, you know what? I cried when I watched my first ever horror movie. What was it? Paranormal Activity. It's the worst horror movie of them all.
I haven't even seen that yet.
It's stupid, but I still cried. But because it's Spooktober, October, the month of Halloween, you know, scary stuff, all, everything comes out, I decided to suck it up. And I played a horror game.
Mm-hmm. Nice. What was it?
It was called Mannequin. So it's basically no blood, no gore, no ghostly-ish horror. It was basically you're in a store, a retail store, you're a worker, you've got to try to escape and these mannequins are following you. You turn around and they're frozen, but they're coming closer to you and closer to you. And you just get chased by bloody mannequins. And it was still
that sounds horrifying.
Terrifying. Like,
holy.
But I did it.
Did you ever play Slenderman?
I did once.
Slenderman?
But I had to play it on mute and listen to hardcore DMB so I didn't get scared.
That was freaky. Do you know there's like some really like hardcore crazy like games on the dark web? Like I don't play them, but like I've seen like videos of people on YouTube that like play them. And there's like one, I heard about it a little while ago. I think it was like a news article. And it was like you can only play the game once.
Oh.
Yeah. And it like, because it like
IP.
Yeah, like IP bans you from playing it again. So like you can only play the game literally once, and I'm like, that's kind of a cool concept. Like it's like if you die,
one time experience.
Yeah, it's like if you're dead in the game, you're dead forever, you can't play again. It's kind of crazy, right?
But be careful everybody, because dark web is dangerous. Don't worry about it. Watch it for free and safely on YouTube, okay?
Exactly. Exactly.
We have content creators and YouTubers that will do that for us, so we're safe.
Exactly.
But on to our first topic is internet culture topic. Lil Tay. Oh my god. I'm sure if you guys have Twitter or TikTok or whatever, I'm sure you guys would have seen this young lady called Lil Tay. She's back. Now, just briefly, if you don't know who she is, she exploded back a couple, maybe like 5 years ago, 6 years ago. She was very popular on YouTube. She would flex her money and she lived with her brother and her parents and stuff, and then she suddenly disappeared. She was gone.
Literally disappeared. Just gone. It was really weird, eh?
Yeah, still had her social media accounts, but no posting for years and years and years and years.
Yeah.
And maybe like a month ago, a couple weeks ago, she posted a story. We've talked about this on our previous episode, a couple episodes back, where, what was the situation? She posted
a screenshot on her story where she and her brother had died.
That's right, yeah.
Like someone posted on her account that she and her brother had died. And then everyone's like, what the heck? Like the whole internet, literally the whole internet was like, what the heck? Like Lil Tay died. And then the next day, who was it that posted that said she didn't die?
It was her mom or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, like faked her death, low-key.
Yeah.
And then now she's come back all of a sudden, full force, guys. She has a music video that she's released that looks very professionally well done. But
got
has
millions of views.
Millions. Like, it sounds like just a typical pop bop kind of vibe. She shreds on the guitar. She's got like millions and millions of views on these new videos of her playing the guitar. And she also went live the other night and she had fessed up that her dad was actually sexually abusive to her.
Yeah.
And what was this thing about swatting?
I don't know, like her dad swatted her or something. I'm not sure.
It must have been while live or something.
Yeah. It's really weird and bizarre. Like, it sounds like her dad is a bit of a freak, to be honest.
Yep.
And he, you know, all this stuff is coming out and about him, and it's pretty scary, isn't it?
Yes, but you know what, bro? As scary as it is, she's handling it quite well. I think now she has a team around her because the music video was done well. And just quickly on the topic of the music video, a lot of people found it good and found it bad. The bad side was because she's only 16, she's a minor, she's quite young, but her demeanor and her attitude in the video was quite more like adulty vibes, and you know, people didn't quite like that because she's just a baby, bro. However, it was well done and the music was well done, and it looks like she's got a good team around her, and I don't know, I haven't seen much of her brother around.
No, but he was a bit like weird and like as well, like he started that crowdfunding campaign for her like a little while ago too, and was like really bizarre about that too. Like I have such a bad memory because it's literally a saga, like it just keeps on like happening, like everything just like piles on top of, you know, each other. But like he started a GoFundMe account basically, I don't know if it was for his mother or his dad or for Lil Tay. But it was like a scam. Like, it literally stole people's money. So, you know, he's what, a bro? Bit of a weirdo as well, the brother.
That's crazy considering how much they flicks their money, eh?
Right? Mm. It's, you have to just wonder if it's just all a lie. And just, yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Social media is a highlight reel.
It's the highlight reel.
It is, bro. It's only showing the best parts. Like, most of the time, most people only show the best parts of themselves on social media. And even though they were faking half of it, why would they show that they're actually struggling, you know, low-key, and that their mum's a real estate agent, and, you know, you wouldn't flex that if you're pretending to be this big, high-up, you know, influencer kind of vibe.
Totally. I mean, you can make some decent money from being a real estate agent, though. Like, if you're, like, a high-end real estate agent... I wouldn't lie, I've thought about that career choice a few times.
You could sell some houses.
I think I could sell a lot of houses, honestly. I think I'd be really good at it. I think, well, you could too. Maybe maybe we start a real estate business together. Thoughts?
Girl, okay, one step at a time.
We have so many different things we always want to work on with each other. Hey, we're just like...
But that's the good thing, because then we'd just be boring.
Right?
I don't want to be boring.
You're just always going to be working on something.
Yeah, be creative. Totally. I want to start studying. Do you know what? Just quickly, I want to talk about myself for a second. I want to start studying. I want to start studying. Go ask me about it. Go,
what are you going to study?
I want to study, like, programming.
Really? That's cool. Mm-hmm.
Like, programming and data research and stuff.
Nice.
And I want to help build websites and everything. Oh, like coding,
like
basically.
Coding websites. That's actually, it's a really good job, and it pays a lot too. And apparently, like, you don't have to do, like, I've seen TikToks, like, people literally going, I write one line of code and I get paid $100,000 a year, or like six figures. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like,
relax.
Relax. So that's kind of a vibe, low key. But yeah, you should do it.
I've put it on hold recently, like, because I need to learn something every day. Otherwise, I'll feel like I've wasted a day. You know, totally. I don't know if anyone else does that way, but if I'm not learning something, even if it's just Spanish on Duolingo, bro,
Duolingo is so fun.
And I follow this awesome creator. I'm sorry, I can't remember her name right now, but she is a coder, and she's just so aesthetic and just so smart, and she does tips and tricks videos on like how to start coding and stuff.
Oh,
and
cool.
She looks really cool. But there's this big controversy on TikTok right now. It's like, because AI is you know, come in full force, what's the coders gonna do? I know there's still some things that coders can do that AI just absolutely cannot right now, but you never know in the future.
Actually, I didn't even think about that, like how good AI will get, that it could just code something.
They're already coding, bro.
I feel like there's this big discussion too on like going back to like the AI thing. It's like, you know, I feel like there will be people that are just really good at being able to like with the AI and like be able to get what they need from the AI, because there is kind of a finesse even with ChatGPT. You kind of need to know the prompts, what you want from ChatGPT. So I feel like there will be like a lot of jobs of people like actually being able to just like do really well with AI.
Yeah, work and, with it.
Right?
And not it's really, be replaced.
And it's really interesting too with like graphic design and stuff, because we've already seen like stuff with graphic design and AI. So I'm like in the process, because I want to rebrand like my Twitch, everything. Like, and I want to go like Y2K era, like really beautiful 3D graphics. Like, I'm going all out, Carvey. I'm so excited, but I've been getting quotes and I'm not excited about the quotes.
Oh, girl.
Girl.
But that's the thing. That's what I'm talking about, is you can, if you enjoy learning, bro, sit down a couple hours, you could smash it out and learn it yourself.
I think I might, because I really like it and I want to learn like Blender and like animation and stuff. Like, it's really cool. And like, these people are making, like, they're charging like, I'm not even getting anything that's fancy though. That's the thing. I'm literally getting a logo and like a banner. And then wanting to charge over $1,000. I'm like, okay, sign me up.
Where are you looking?
No, they're really good artists. They're not like just like regular. It's it's like, I'll have to send you some stuff. It's really nice. I mean, I'm not discounting the artist work, you know, like I'm an artist myself. I hate when people, you know, go, oh, can you do it for this price? It's like, no. But, you know, it's a lot of money, you know, like to get these graphics done. And I'm just like, comparatively, because, you know, I come from film where I have to like learn like, you know, editing and directing and even like just filming and just like literally everything. And then graphic designers, they don't just do one thing. Like, I'm not, you know, trying to discount graphic. If you're a graphic designer, I love you. Sorry.
I love you.
I love you. Okay. I really value you. But like, just the price that they're charging. And I'm like, this would probably only take for what I need. I don't know, like probably like 2 or 3 days. Like, it wouldn't take, not even that.
Well, it's because
a lot. I'm like, wow.
You also just want nice basic work. Like, with my, like, I'm doing YouTube again.
Mm.
And I, like, am so in two minds about just paying someone to do the thumbnails, like, $50 a thumbnail, or while I'm just starting
it's
out.
A lot of
just
money.
Do it yourself, bro.
Yeah.
And
I mean, it's hard, but... hey, because it's like, if you were making, like, let's say you're like, I don't know, who's a big creator, a big content creator. I don't know, Shroud, for example, right? He'd make a lot of money. $50 for a thumbnail, easy.
Perfect.
But for like, him, yeah. You know, like when you're not making money on the videos that you're making, which a lot of the time is what is happening when you're building something up, right?
Mm. Yeah.
It's a big expense to spend on that. So I'm just in this mindset of just like, I kind of went on a bit of a tangent here with this, but we love it. We love, you know, a little bit of a tangent, candid vibe. But it would be interesting to see how AI goes with like graphic design, because I'm like, at what point is this going to just like someone's going to create an AI and I can literally put a prompt in and it'll cost me like $10 rather than $1,000. Like, it's pretty insane to just think about it all, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's crazy. But moving on. COD, very big updates.
Oh, guys, I feel like I need to stand up for this. Everybody, listen. If you're not a COD fan, you're gonna be. Because
you're
why?
You're gonna be a COD fan.
Oh my God. Everybody, listen right now. We both woke up this morning screaming.
We did.
Screaming.
Literally screaming at each other. I think, like, literally messaging each other, just like,
listen.
Bitch,
so,
look at this.
Breaking news, Fortune's Keep and Rebirth Island will return to COD.
So good. Dude, I can't believe it. Like, what? I mean, I feel like it was coming all along though, eh? I was like, they gotta do it. Yeah, they gotta do it. You know, they gotta do it for the fans. Everyone loves that. And also Fortune's Keep, we only got like 5 months of Fortune's Keep.
Mm, yeah, I like Fortune's Keep. I
it's
didn't like it at first.
It's actually a good map. And I didn't play it enough. Like, I didn't really appreciate Fortune's Keep when it was out. So I'm actually really excited to play it again because I really like that map.
And the new big map, how do you pronounce it?
Urzikstan.
Looks very much like Verdansk.
Urzikstan. Yeah, right. It does look like Verdansk. I'm so excited for the new map. It looks very much like Verdansk with like old Modern Warfare 2 maps like blended in as well, which is really sick. Like, I think it's going to be an amazing map. I didn't watch too much on like the big map. I watched a lot of multiplayer stuff, but basically Urzikstan is... it's replacing Al Mazra. So I don't know if Al Mazra will come back.
Goodbye.
She says goodbye.
I say goodbye.
I will not miss you.
No.
Really? I kind of like Al Mazra a lot. I think it's a really good map.
It's just because of the trauma of how bad Warzone 2 was. It's
so
left
true.
A negative impact
it's
on.
Like tarnished your vision on just like Warzone 2. I mean, can we just like take a minute for like, it's been a year of Warzone 2 and it's still shit.
It's the worst of the worst right now.
But you know what's funny? Like, I was really excited this morning when I woke up and I like watched everything, and I still am. Don't get me wrong. I'm like really excited for everything. There's so many new things, which we'll get into. But I feel like all they've really added to Warzone specifically is just movement. And they've cleaned up the UI a little bit. They've literally just added a bit of movement. So, and I saw a few people tweeting this as well, like a few Warzone pros, like, it's just Warzone 2 with movement. I'm like, you're kind of right. So,
look, it does look a lot like Warzone 2, but I mean, what was the main thing that people would complain about with Warzone 2? The movement. They listened for once.
Totally. Do you feel like Warzone 1 had better graphics though? Because I feel like it did.
Yeah, it's weird, eh? Like, I was looking at some of the gameplay from Warzone 2 today from some creators that got to play it early, and it just looks off. Like, when I was seeing people play the main map and stuff. And when I was hearing that Rebirth Island was back, when I think of Rebirth, there's a very specific graphic set and hit marker. And, you know, when they're playing it in Warzone 2, it still looks like Warzone 2, which is fine, bro. But I just expected the old a bit too much. I mean,
it was never going to be like the old graphics and the old version of the game because they have upgraded it, you know what I mean, to like a whole new like engine.
Yep.
But like, I don't know, like I just feel like the graphics on Warzone 1 were better than Warzone 2.
Yes.
Personally.
Like, I agree.
They're more, like it's just everything cleaner. Felt more, yeah, cleaner, fluid. But it just like also looked more real. I don't know what it is. Like I feel like they've taken a step back with Warzone 2 with the graphics, which is, you know, it's a bit disappointing, but it, like, it is what it is. And it could be because maybe they're trying to do that for old gen consoles, because old gen consoles have field of view now, which is great that, you know, is on the same PlayStation 4 and that, and Xbox 360, or
all the console babies are gonna Xbox be so 360? Happy, bro.
Wait, is Xbox 360 still a thing? I forget about that sometimes.
Well, obviously we've got the S now.
No, one. It's the Xbox One. I'm thinking about the generation behind. Could you imagine playing COD on like an Xbox 360? No, Xbox One.
Take me back to Black Ops 2 days.
Oh my god. Wait. No, am I tripping out? What's the new Xbox?
Bro, I don't have an Xbox. We are PC girls.
We hate
Xbox. I'm pretty sure it's the S. No. Yeah. Hey, take it back. Take it back right now. I love Xbox. Xbox till I die.
Yeah, yeah. I actually do like Xbox. I was an Xbox girly. But
it's the X. Yeah, Series X.
Oh, it is the X. Okay, cool. I was tripping out for a second there. I just forget about consoles. There's so many of them. But maybe they did it to, like, you know, the graphics, even the playing field for, like, old-gen players. Do you know what I mean? Like, so they get field of view. I don't know. It could be something with that, but I don't know. But
that was always a really big issue I remember from console players saying, like, always complaining about field of view. And me personally, if that switched from PlayStation console gaming to PC while Warzone 1 Verdansk was out, there was such a major difference with field of view. It's insane.
I think field of view should have been on like PlayStation 5 and like next gen console, like Xbox X or whatever it's called. But it shouldn't, like, it couldn't physically do it on the last gen. Like, how would it even play out on a PlayStation 4? Like, I don't even know how this game would play. Like, I should actually download it and see what it's like with the field of view and see if it's like worth the sanity, because I feel like it would be really slow and shit. But anyway, but yeah, movement's back.
Yep.
Slide cancelling, we're back, baby.
We're gonna be ratty again.
Ratty?
Yes.
Why are we gonna be?
I don't care. I'm gonna be slide cancelling everywhere. Drop shotting was my thing back
that's
in the day.
That's not ratty though. That's movement. That's skill gap, girl. What are we talking about?
Okay, you keep manifesting that to me, and I'll believe it.
I'm gonna manifest that for you, 100%.
But it's ratty when someone else does it to you.
I mean, if you
are you gonna say, "Oh, nice drop shot, bro, GGs, well done." I love drop shotters. No, you're not. Are you?
I mean, if you can't counter a drop shotter, though, you're kind of a shitter. Sorry to say it. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you can't, you know, if you can't counter one,
you know what? I agree, actually.
You just got to get better at the game. It's not that hard. Like, killing someone, you know, who's drop-shotting is pretty easy.
Whoa. Sorry about you.
I'm a professional girl. I play comp. You know me. I'm a comp girl. The movement queen's back.
Stims are back?
Yep. Stim movement boost.
Yep.
Return, which is cool. I love that because Sims at the moment do nothing. We've got the big game bounty contract returns. Do you remember that? So like you could pick that up and you could kill the person in the lobby who had like the most kills.
Yes,
in the lobby. So that was kind of cool. I really like that. Like, really speeds up the pace a lot too, because you can find like end game, you can actually find like another team to kill if all bounty contracts are gone, which is great. I love that.
Yep.
Zip lines. Did you see those?
I briefly saw it.
Yeah, so it's like you can zip from like a building to another building.
That's good.
It's pretty cool. Instead of just going up it. We got two versions of the Gulag. So we've got a normal and a night vision version of the Gulag. Not sure how that'll play out, but we'll see.
That sounds fun, bro.
It sounds fun. I'm in for it, you know. The new Gulag looks good. I'm excited, honestly. There's also a controllable train that you can use your handbrake in. And you can reverse it or move it at full speed. So, you know where Carvey and I will be landing every single game.
Yep. On the new map. Thrashed the train at the start of Warzone 2. That was my landing spot. My go-to, guys, I'm going to give you some little insight right now if anyone still plays Warzone 2. So
I'm howling.
You go at the start, the very front of the train. 90% of the time, okay, 88% of the time, there's a precision or a cluster. You grab it, you aim it directly down. By the time that the cluster or the precision is on the floor, it hits the back of the train where there's most likely another opponent. And then that's basically the train wipes. You just got to worry about the middle. Get your guns. They're all gold because it's a train. And yep. You just fry. And then you've got the train. You can jump off wherever you want. Get a bouncy, start going.
That's actually kind of big brain plays.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
I love that. Well, you're going to absolutely love the new train system. I'm excited to catch some dubs just sitting on the train, to be honest. It's going to be great.
New YouTube video title, winning with only the train.
Let's do it. Done. There's also, if you kill and team wipe a team with the Champions Quest, which is the new contract, they drop the contract now and it can be stolen and it allows you to get a nuke without... having to get 5 consecutive wins.
What's your thoughts on that?
I mean, it's going to make it a lot harder to get a nuke for sure. Like, it's going to be like, I think like 10 times harder to get a nuke. Because like, if someone had the contract, a lot of people just went, oh, whatever, like, whatever. Or there might be like people in the lobby that go for you. But now it's like, oh, I can get this? Great. Mm. It's going to be really hard to get a nuke. So in a way, I'm kind of like it because it's like it is going to be that much more difficult. And it's like to get that contract and to get the nuke. I kind of like it. What do you think?
I do like it. But the first thought that immediately comes to mind is the hustlers and the grinders that grind 5 wins in a row and then they finally get their Champions Quest. They just get a rip from them from the whole lobby. Oh my God, it hurts my heart. I would feel so sad.
I know. It sucks. But you know what? Like, getting a nuke is really hard and I feel like it is like one of those things where it did become a little bit more easy as the game went to get a nuke. So it wasn't as like special. And I really like nuke contracts because it is something really special to watch. Like, imagine being a viewer and watching someone go for a nuke contract now. Like, it's going to be 10 times harder for the streamer to get it. And it's just going to be so much more entertaining as well. Like, you're going to see so much more content from it. I don't know. I'm kind of excited. We'll see how it plays out. I think there'll be a lot more rarer, you know, but hopefully the cheater situation comes under control, because there was obviously a lot of cheaters with the nuke contract and cheating, and people were paying cheaters to get nukes.
Yeah.
Which is so lame. That might become more prevalent because it's harder to get a nuke. We just don't know.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? We've also got base HP of 150. So it's noticeably different in the playtest that I watched today. What do you think?
What was it previously?
I think it was 100.
Okay.
Or maybe it was 125.
And I'm assuming this is for big map?
Yeah, or they played only big map today. So we only saw it on big map. But this is across across Warzone, we're speaking specifically.
Yep.
I'm not sure what the TTK is for Modern Warfare, but I actually saw like them play a little bit and it looked quite decent.
It looked good. The sniping, bro.
Yeah. How good did sniping look?
Yeah, really good.
I'm so excited to actually snipe again.
Yeah.
It's going to be so good. I'm very excited about the TTK increase. It needed to happen.
Everything looks very promising. Hopefully they can stick to it.
Yeah, totally, right? And the guns look nice, the sound nice. I really like the when you like the heads up display. So like when you like the hit marker sounds, the hit marker, what it looks like the, it's like a yellow text. Yep. I don't know, it looks really classic, like Modern Warfare 2.
Yep.
Like the classic Modern Warfare 2, they've gone for that. And I'm like, why didn't you do that originally? Because that's so nice. It just feels more arcadey.
Yep.
The game feels more arcadey, which I really love. So I'm really excited for it. What about you? Are you excited?
I can't wait for it. I'm literally going to... do I get the... No, I don't want to get the PlayStation. But I do. But am I really going to spend $1,000 just to play COD a few days earlier? Is that
how much
question.
It is?
Well, here in New Zealand, it's pretty expensive, bro. It's like near a grand.
That's chalked.
Yep.
New Zealand is just so expensive. It's crazy.
Yep, it is. Inflation.
Inflation and exchange rates. Good times. The next iteration of Warzone comes out on the 5th of December. So that's exciting. And then multiplayer comes out the 10th of November, which is technically the 11th for us because it comes out on my birthday.
Wait, when's your birthday?
The 11th of November.
Bitch.
And the new COD comes out on my birthday. So what's a freaking sign?
Hold on. Something more important. My birthday is on November 12th.
What?
We're birthday twins.
Do you want to do a birthday subathon together? Dual birthday subathon.
Oh my God. We're geniuses.
That's actually low-key a really good idea. We're going to do
it. And it's going to be like 24 hours of COD.
Oh.
COD challenges. COD bingo.
We're doing it.
All right. Bit. Chat, y'all better get ready. Get ready for it.
Oh my gosh, that's actually so exciting. But that's going to be fun.
On to some like drama with COD.
Some drama.
A big controversial streamer at the moment, Nick Merckx. So he had some stuff to say about it. Yeah. If you guys don't know, he had some previous drama from back in the day. He was supporting, what was the search? What was the issue?
I think it was on Twitter and someone tweeted a video of some protesters.
That's right, yep.
Outside of school. I think they were protesting at the time. It was some sort of bill. I think it was something in Florida, like a bill. He commented, like replied underneath the tweet, and he said something along the lines of, like, you know, school children, you should leave school children out of this and stuff like that. I can't even remember what he said exactly.
Directing negativity towards transgender people, basically.
Well, basically. And then he kind of was like, no, that's not what I meant. But it's like, well, you said what you said. Like,
yeah.
What you said can't really be interpreted any other way, to be honest.
And in terms of COD, the drama, obviously he supported a few controversial streamers and stopped playing COD, stopped buying the skins because of some past controversies with other streamers. And he's really butthurt now. I don't think he got invited. Well, he definitely didn't go to the COD creator event.
Yeah, well, obviously his skin got taken out, like his operator got taken out of the COD store. It basically released and it was out for a week or something or a few days. And then it got stripped from the store because he said all this stuff on Twitter at the time when, you know, there's just a lot of politics behind what he said, and he was just so oblivious and stupid, and what he said was wrong. And instead of like actually apologizing and being like, yeah, you know what, like I fucked up, like, and Activision like gave him, like Call of Duty gave him the chance to do this, like, you know, it was a few days, and then he kind of buckled down on it and he streamed and he was like, I'm not going to apologize for what I said. I said what I said. I mean it. And then that's when Call of Duty was like, you know what? No, like
I'm pulling you.
And it was during Pride Month as well. So it was like, you know, this big emphasis obviously on, you know, Pride, and Call of Duty was like, no, like you were taking your operator out of the store. And I'm so for Call of Duty on this. Like, I don't think we really talked about this on the stream actually, because it kind of happened
before our
podcast. Yeah, like before our podcast. And, you know, it's really interesting to talk about it now because I'm just like, you know, I'm not like, I just think Nick Merckx is just a horrible person. What he did was really wrong, and he could have apologized and seen what he said could have been misinterpreted. And that's the thing, but he just kind of kept going and kept digging himself a bigger grave, and he didn't get invited to COD Next, which happened last night.
And like, you're always allowed to make mistakes, especially as a social media person and someone with a big following, but you just gotta own up to it, and you gotta be like, hey, like what I said was wrong. Or you know, you could go his route and just be like, I stand by what I said. I said what I said. I don't care anymore, you know. But obviously that'll lead to some consequences if people don't necessarily agree with it.
100%. And you know, when you're saying something so like
opinionated,
it's so opinionated, and it's not even something that can be misinterpreted. It's not like, oh, I said the wrong thing, sorry, I didn't mean that. It's like what he said, he stood by what he said. He's a transphobe. Like he is, you know, he supports oh my God, I'm horrible at names and I'm horrible. I need to read up on all this stuff. But the guy that is like the, what do you call it? Like not the premier, but like the, what do they call it? The state person in America for Florida.
Yep.
He's MP. A Republican, right, very right wing. And he's a transphobe, he's homophobic. All of the above, yeah. He's horrible. He's a horrible person, and he was passing these bills, and he has passed these bills that make it unsafe for trans people and queer people to live in Florida. And Nick Merx has literally tweeted at him, "You're the GOAT," and all of this stuff. Like, it's in ink on the internet that Nick Merx supports this person. So, you know, that directly correlates with what he said. So it's like, you can't even misinterpret what you said. Like, what you said was wrong and you were being a horrible person. And Call of Duty, rightfully so, stripped him of his operator and don't want to have any kind of connection with him. And I'm so for that. Like, good on them. Like, I love that they did that. It was a really big stand. And basically there was a clip today, because there was a lot of people asking, you know, why weren't you and Tim? Because Tim the Tap Man also didn't go to the event. Because, you know, Tim was like, "I stand by Nick," which is like, why would you do that? Like, and you know what's crazy about Tim the Tap Man? He was like a counselor. Like, he used to be a school counselor.
What?
Yeah. So like
Professor Tim?
No, like, you know, like you go to the school counselor and you talk to them about like your problems or whatever, and like confide in them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, like not like a psychologist, but like a counselor.
Yeah.
And he you know, was like, "Yeah, I stand by Nick Merx." It's like, what the hell? Like, you were literally like, he would have seen very vulnerable children, you know, when he was working in a school. Like, he would, like, of all people, he should understand what Nick said was wrong.
Yeah.
And that didn't, like, that really upset me too, because I loved Tim the Tap Man, but like, he stood by Nick and I was like, this is not a vibe, you know? Like, yeah. So that whole thing happened. So Tim the Tap Man didn't go to Codnext as well. And basically there was a clip of Nick on Twitch, because he was streaming, I think, today. Did you see the clip?
Briefly, yeah.
Yeah, he was basically like, people asking, why weren't you at Codnext, you know? And he was just like basically butthurt because, you know, Cod didn't invite him and Tim. And you can tell that he's like upset as well, because, you know, it is a big, like, for your operator to be like taken away, it's a pretty big thing. Like, you would be pretty embarrassed. Like, I feel like I would be very embarrassed if that happened to me.
Definitely.
Like, it's a pretty surreal situation, you know? I don't know, Cod just doesn't want to have anything to do with him, basically, he said. And he also said, "I usually stay in my own lane," which I found ironic, because clearly you don't, Nick. He literally stuck his nose out. It's like, stuck his neck out, his nose.
Oh, one of them, bro.
One of them, or both. But yeah. Both. I don't know. I just found that ironic, to be honest. And he also claimed that I feel like Activision did it for a PR stunt. So getting rid of his operator and basically just, getting rid of his operator and everything.
Respectfully, I think he's just talking out of his ass.
100%. Like, why would Activision do that to make a stunt? Like, no, they're trying to take a stand. Like,
yeah. Especially with all the drama that happened last year with the, you know, violence in the workplace of Activision. Oh, Activision or Blizzard?
Yeah. And a lot of people brought that up as well. Yeah, it was Activision.
Yeah.
A lot of people brought that up. There was a lot of sexual harassment claims and stuff like that, which happened. And that was a really bad thing that happened as well. And, you know, like, I'm not like, Activision's perfect. Like, there's nothing wrong with Activision. Like, that was a really horrible thing that happened. But, you know, maybe they're trying to right their wrongs and like actually write another chapter in the book. Who knows? You know, but it's, and a lot of people brought that up and they're like, oh, you know, they'll do all this stuff for, you know, that, but like, and just like brought that up and brought up like the harassment as well, and was just like, it's double standards, but tough situation.
A lot of drama with some creators, some OG creators of COD especially, but we've got some great content creators that we can watch nowadays that are up and coming and sweaty and amazing and positive and, you know, prideful and or indigenous, and, you know, you just make sure you support and
so many awesome creators. I mean, even Pope, you know, like, we talked to Pope last week and he's so awesome. Like, that was an amazing interview and podcast episode, and he's such an amazing creator and just doing really cool things.
Yeah.
So there's so many cool creators out there that are up and coming. And I feel like, yeah, it's actually a really exciting time.
Yeah.
There's definitely. I feel like more than ever now, there's so much more diversity. And that's so awesome, you know? Mm. I love that.
Tat, I'm going to throw a curveball in here today.
Yeah, go ahead.
Look, there was a little drama. Guys, we're going to revert to internet culture quickly. Because I don't know. I want to talk about this. Yeah, Amish community, which is a religion, correct? Yeah. There was an ex-Amish community member. He's a TikToker now. He says that... there was a US emergency alert that caused several Amish people in that community to get shunned for having phones. So obviously in this community, you're not allowed cell phones. And with a big national security text, I don't know about in other people's countries, but here in New Zealand, it blurts out. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like an alarm, right?
It's like compulsory. Have you heard it before? I've heard our country's one. Oh, it's pretty terrifying.
We don't have that in Australia, I don't think. We don't have like an emergency alarm. No, I've never had that.
No state of emergency text.
We have text, but we don't have like the alarm.
Oh, interesting.
Which I found really interesting. I'm like, why did I not set that up?
But yeah, he got in trouble and he was saying that they got in trouble, got shunned for it.
Mm, pretty hectic. I mean, imagine that, like your phone, you wouldn't realize and then it goes off and you're like, oh, because they're not supposed to have phones, technology, anything like that. So
that's so interesting. Tough. Here in my country, we have an Amish community that gets talked about quite a lot.
Oh, really?
I believe I'm so sorry if I get this wrong, but I believe they're called Gloria Vale, around in Gloria Vale, the Amish people. And I remember growing up and hearing a lot about it and a lot of memes around it because people didn't quite understand what they do and their religion and stuff. Mm. I don't know, bro. Everybody, I don't know much about religion and I'm not a religious person. I just don't know much about it. I didn't grow up in a religious household. So I even if I don't necessarily agree with something, I'll just kind of stick to myself with my opinions on that because that's what people believe in, so they can believe
totally,
it.
Totally.
As long as they're not in harm or in trouble, like, you know.
100%.
Reverting back, leaping back to some gaming chat, Counter-Strike 2, we'll briefly go through this because we've got some updates and obviously Counter-Strike 2's come out recently. So Counter-Strike was first updated for the first time in how many years?
It was 23 years.
Because it came out in 2000, the first Counter-Strike 1 came out in 2000. And now this new Counter-Strike runs on the new Source 2 engine. So it looks a bit better. It's running a bit smoother. It's a major overhaul of graphics. They're brighter, more vibrant, realistic lighting, reflections, all of that kind of spiel, which is great. It's always good to have a good update. And this game is so popular. Like, even to this day, it's been out for 23 years, mate, and it's just still so popular.
It's very big, especially in the esports community. It's just so, like, it's the most popular, I think, like, esport, I'm pretty sure. Like, in terms of viewership, CS, like, is massive still.
Yeah.
Which is so crazy, right?
Yeah. Well, they've got new reactive smoke grenades, objects that interact with the environment, which is great. Have you played Counter-Strike?
I've played it, like, I used to play it in school, but, like, when there was like nothing to do. Like it's one of those games. I don't know. I don't really like Counter-Strike and I've never really understood the hype.
Yeah, it's definitely a complex game. And I've seen I've seen it a few times. I love to watch it and love to watch competitions because they're quite intense and really built up and stuff.
Yeah,
and
true. Comp would be good to watch.
Yeah.
And so I feel like they're playing it and just is a bit, a bit boring.
I prefer, I'm going to say this because I'm quite a attention person and colorful colors and stuff, I prefer Valorant.
But
Valorant's, I don't take Valorant cool serious graphics. It's just fun and I like the graphics and the cartoon style, whereas Counter-Strike's more about realistic and, you know, in comparison to Valorant.
I'm so boring though because I just don't like Valorant either. I find it really slow.
Well, it's just not your game style that you like.
I don't think it is, but like I can appreciate like the good aim that people have in Valorant is like insane, and CSGO, like Counter-Strike as well is really admirable to like see people's like aim with that, but I don't know, it's just not my game. Not my type, you know.
Well, actually like a lot of pros hate the new update. Including Shroud. Shroud, the big boy, big Shroud sweaty boy. He says that CS dies with two. So that's pretty interesting. As much as the hype is up there for the new Counter-Strike, like how good the graphics are and how much they've changed, if you got pros saying, well, actually, it's probably going to die.
Totally. I mean, I don't think comp will die with it because it's so popular.
Yeah.
But the casual base might fade off a little bit. Do you know what I mean? Because it's, you know, it is an old, old game. Like, yeah. It's a pretty old game. But it's done really well for a game that has been out for so long. I also found it really funny, though, like, on the first day that's at, I keep saying CSGO. I'm so horrible. I keep saying CSGO. That's what I used to play, not Counter-Strike. Yeah. Counter-Strike Global Offensive. I go on people's Twitch streams and everyone was just, like opening crates. That's all people were doing. That was the only hype. Like, people weren't actually even excited about, like, the core game.
Yeah. So it's basically gambling. You're opening the crates that you pay for if you get good value, just, like, Pokemon cards or anything, like... And that's pretty shit to see, especially from big creators. Like, try the game out at least. But, yeah, that's pretty dumb.
I mean, I'm, like, both sides on it, hey. I mean, it is gambling in a way. Like, you are gambling and, like, it is an addiction. Like, a lot of people do have an addiction to Counter-Strike crates. You know, and which is really scary to see. I mean, we had that, though, in COD. Like, was it Advanced Warfare where you could buy... tokens to crates. They literally had that in Advanced Warfare where you could actually do that.
Yeah,
and it'll be interesting to see if other games do that, because I mean, like, what if Warzone does that and starts putting that in the game, and then you get really rare gun skins that no one else has?
It's just hard. What's your opinion on it? Like, I would love to have a special, like, rare one-of-a-kind skin,
right?
For the skin
that
I could flex on. But I don't know, I'd pay for a skin that's guaranteed, but for some reason betting on a hopefully a good skin just doesn't sit right with me.
Yeah,
unless I was loaded one day and I just got like 10,000 bucks. Yeah, I might spend like 100 bucks on skins, I don't know.
I think it adds like an interesting element to the game as well, because it's like a whole different kind of culture, you know. Like, there's literally Counter-Strike skins, like skins in and cosmetics, guns, knives, gloves, exclusive, whatever, yeah, that like only one person might have, and then that's like, oh, it's like really cool. So I kind of like it in that way, because there is like a whole kind of like culture behind it, and you can like, I don't know, it's hard, hey, because it is gambling at the same time.
Yeah.
And at what point is this like it's wrong? Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a very interesting conversation.
Yeah, so Counter-Strike 2, we'll see how it goes in the next few months, if it plummets to the ground or if it keeps itself afloat.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, onto our slay or nay section. I've got an interesting topic I haven't told Tad about. 3, 2, 1, boom, slay or nay, self-driving cars.
Ooh, slay.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Why?
I want a self-driving car. I want a car to drive me around everywhere.
You haven't seen all those crashes?
Are there lots of them?
Well, kind of.
Are there actually?
There's some, yeah.
But I feel like it would be safer than real people. I'm going to be honest. Like, human error is pretty high in cars.
Okay, I'm going to tell you about a story that with a self-driving car. So someone wasn't sitting in the driver's seat. There was someone in the passenger seat, someone behind, they were filming.
Yeah.
There was a police stop. So obviously cars can detect the lines of the road, the cars in front of them and the humans, but the police officer was telling the driver of the car, which was nobody, to stop right there. Stop there. He was quite far away, but you could see him clearly going, stop right there. The car kept driving. And that's the issue that I don't like with self-driving cars. They don't know real life human situations that could be going on. Someone could be coming at you at 100 miles per hour. You could see it. But if you're not driving in the driver's seat because you've got auto mode on because you're cool, like, you won't be able to quickly swerve out the way. It's too dangerous. You know, if the car is coming at you at 100 miles per hour and the self-driving car sees it last minute, they could turn too fast. You could really get injured and hurt.
Yeah, I get that. But also, like, you should be not distracted when you're, like, you know, you're not supposed to use your phone and stuff. Like, you are supposed to, like, sit there and be aware. Like, if there's something going to happen, you need to, like, correct your car.
Yeah.
So, like, the people drove... Did that actually happen? Like, someone drove past a cop? Well, I feel like they should have... Okay, I'm gonna stop. Do you know what I mean? Put my foot on the brake. Like,
they weren't sitting in the driver's seat. That's the thing.
See, that's bad.
Yeah, and that's silly.
That's stupid. Yeah, that's like, you know, that's bound to like something like that bad to happen. That's really bad. Like, what the heck?
And also, I'm gonna say nay to self-driving cars. Also, because people will get lazy and then they'll become less aware of the surroundings. So I see a lot of YouTubers and stuff make these really cool videos of like doing my makeup while driving 100 miles per hour in a self-driving car. And it's like, I just don't know. People will get too used to it. What if something malfunctions, bro? You just never know.
I think, though, honestly, like, I think technology is that good in them that, like, I think human error is more than, like, a like car, you know? But I do understand the skepticism because it's a scary thing.
It's because it's so new as well, still.
Totally. And, like, I feel like it will get to a point where it, like, will be so good.
Hopefully.
You know? And it'll also, like, reduce traffic if you think about it, right? Like, because, you know, when there's, like, traffic, it's, like, a delay in someone moving. But if cars are all moving at the same time, traffic isn't going to be as bad, yeah, right? Yeah,
true. That's true.
It's kind of, I don't know. I hate traffic so much. Nay, nay traffic. It stinks.
Yeah.
But that concludes our episode today. We've had some big episodes.
Oh my God. We promised each other we wouldn't do a long episode today. What
we're an hour in. Short one. We're literally like, yeah, like what, 55 minutes in? It's crazy. We just love to chat. But honestly, we've been loving the podcast. We've been loving hanging out with you guys and just like seeing everyone, like comments, you know, on the TikTok, the YouTube, Twitter, all of that good stuff.
Thank you guys.
Thank you so
support
much.
Support is crazy.
And, well, yeah, we really appreciate it. I just wanted to take a moment to, you know, for everyone that turns up and listens. We love you and it's really fun to do this and yeah, it's a good time, you know. But make sure you're following us at Level Up Potty on everything if you're not already. And if you haven't already, give us a 5-star rating on Spotify and rate us on Apple Podcasts. We appreciate you all. Bye. See you next episode.
Bye.